losing my mind. That's what's clear.
There you are.
There was some sort of problem. I was clicking on answer, and I'm losing my mind.
That's the weird thing about this virtual realm. I don't know what happened to him.
I'm losing my mind. That's what's clear.
How do I just... Can I just say add to call? No, I put him on hold.
What is that?
Click on the pause thing. Not that I get a full screen.
We're getting to see another side of Frederick tonight. Frustrated Frederick. You've never heard that side of his personality on The Best Show.
I don't know. He seems so in control.
He's always in a good mood.
All right.
But he's not always in the good mood.
No. I'm feeling sick to my stomach.
I like where this is going.
No, now see, the people that are calling me are not on my contact list.
Well, what you gotta do? You gotta connect with them first.
Well, I've got people here currently. Polk and Tony. Joe Tapp. Has added you. I mean, join call. So Brian modified his comment.
Yeah.
I'm making myself a pallet.
On the floor. Like the great old blues song, right?
I just remember it from Faulkner. He's always talking about characters making themselves a pallet.
Make me a pallet on your floor. That's a cheating song.
I tried to make a pallet on the floor of masses during that one snowstorm.
Well, it's better than sleeping on your forehead. Better than sleeping on your forehead.
Well, I never got to sleep, so.
Really?
That was the didn't work.
I want when I'm on a picnic to show up again. He was quite a character.
Was he?
Yeah, you know, Mike, you really better listen to the last one. Jesus. Here I am working my fingers to the bone editing these things.
I'm doing this for you, Fredericks.
Oh, is it for me?
It is for you.
I was doing it for you. Oh, I guess that's the best thing. It's like that Christmas story.
I mean, I'm always...
I'm cutting always, off I'm my always, hair to buy you a comb, and you're...
I'm always happy to hear from you, and I'm happy to hear from friends of Tom, but... I know this is really giving you, tickling your fancy.
Well, it is really fun to get overwhelmed like this. That is true. It's like, holy crap. Here I am walking around with my recorder for 2 weeks finding stuff to put on a podcast, and then all of a sudden I got 2 hours worth of stuff every week.
You needed content, and I'm giving it to you.
Oh, amen, brother, you are.
So you can do your soundscape things.
Yeah, well, it is. I have been having some fun with it, but it's kind of like having to do term papers. There he is. It's the British guy. Hey, Cormod.
They have to respond.
Yes. Oh, he sounds good again this week.
Yeah, he just keeps getting better. It's like a vibrating thing now. I don't even hear a voice. Just keeps getting better. It's a buzzing sound. There we go.
Scott!
Hi.
I got you, but is everybody else here? No.
No.
I put them on pause. I've done this before. I just got to figure out how to get us all back. Hold on. Hello, everybody?
Yeah, because I think once you... read like the text that the...
He's not on my list. Aww. All right, come on in, man. I think I added somebody.
You're both from Prim?
I'm from Wayne County.
See, Mike, you're hosting the call. Because how can you keep talking while I'm off searching people and grabbing them by their hindquarters and dragging them into the chat and they run away.
Because the call is still going on. I mean, as long as nobody hits the red phone where the phone conversation is going on, you can go in and out of it.
You try and add somebody, please, Mr. Lisk.
I've tried. I'm losing my mind. That I am inspired by this show. I'm actually getting ready to do like a sort of parody of the show with me as Russ Cole. So hopefully you'll be seeing something soon on that.
That sounds good.
Because it almost writes itself. I mean, to me, it's comical. So, you know, I just have to like twist it a little bit, and I think it could be pretty funny. So
can you give us just a little skeleton, Mike?
Well, no, I haven't really. I've got like different things I've worked up. I mean, basically, I want to do this myself. I'm going to shoot this in my kitchen, just me sitting at the table. Just me at the table. It's going to be called "Cutting Up Cans with Russ Cole," and it's just it's going to be me, you know, cutting up Coors Light cans, you know, making little figures out of what I've cut up
and make art out of it.
And you know, I'm just going to go off on, like, the different, you know, rants that he does and with my own spin, though, you know? But it's basically, you know how, like, most of the, like, half the current shots of him being interviewed by the detectives?
Yeah.
You know, he's just sitting at the table with the beer and smoking.
Right.
So it's just going to be me sitting at my kitchen table and ranting. Cutting up cans with Russ Cole.
Are you going to be cutting the cans with a knife or scissors?
Or would a better title be "Life is a Disease" with Russ Cole? I don't know. That's his other favorite saying in the show. Life is a disease.
Language is a virus.
But for Fredericks, who hasn't been watching the show, during these interviews, Matthew McConaughey is sitting there with some Lone Star beers.
Who's interviewing him?
Other detectives. He's being interviewed by other detectives.
Okay.
Because it looks like he's mixed up. The show goes backwards and forwards in time.
Okay.
And so, like, in the later times, you know, he's sort of a damaged guy, and he's sort of an alcoholic, and, you know, you can tell he's been through a lot. And he's being interviewed, and it sounds like he may be implicated possibly in a crime, you know?
But you don't know what the crime is.
Yeah, they're not, you know, it's going to be revealed later. But you know, he's sitting there, and he's got these cans of beer, and he's smoking. And the funny thing about his smoking is, like, he handles the cigarettes as if he's never touched one before. It's the most obvious non-smoking smoking I've ever seen in television. So I'm going to have fun with that. You know, I'm going to be doing lots of gymnastics with the cigarette, even though I don't smoke, which...
That'll help you out.
Obvious.
Stink up your kitchen.
Maybe
yeah.
You should do it with an electronic cigarette, Mike, just to get a little turn on it.
I was considering that, you know. But I thought, well, you know, with the leftover cigarettes, I could bring them down to the guys and they can smoke them. I'll be in their good graces, you know. So I got to get, like, Marlboro Lights. I guess that's the most popular brand everybody smokes. And I've already got my Fu Manchu mustache. I'm waiting for a granny wig, which I'm hoping I can sort of get in, kind of mold into the hairdo that he has. Although I don't know if it's going to work. He's got, like, a ponytail. And I don't know if the bun in back is quite going to work as a ponytail. But I have ordered the wig. It's on its way.
Mike,
that's good
you're
news.
Out of work and you're ordering wigs.
Yeah, now I'm losing my mind. That's what's clear. which is what'll fit right in with this character. I think I'm going to have a breakthrough with this thing. I've already decided that, you know, I'm just going to do it by myself. And basically it's going to be him interacting with himself. The questions, you won't hear the questions, but he will be responding to questions. So you don't know if he's, like, completely lost his mind, you know? Anyway, that's what I'm going for. Maybe I'll ask Tom if he wants to get involved. Maybe he can direct me.
I thought you were going to call on Hatch.
No, I've got this little, you know, flip camera, and you've seen the things. I mean, they come out pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of amazing the quality that you can get on those things. So, you know, I got a little tripod. I'm just going to stand it by my sink, you know. I don't know, which would be better in the background, my dirty dishes or my stove? With the brick, I have like fake brick backing and behind my stove. I think I'm going to go with the dirty dishes.
Yeah, that probably is a little better, yeah.
Well, you could switch it up and you could have stuff on the stove too.
Dirty dishes on the stove.
Oh, yeah, and water boiling.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after
rice maker,
the beep.
Which I've never mastered. Do you guys have rice makers?
No, I don't. I'd be interested to buy one, though. But you say there's a challenge to it?
Well, my brother told me what I've been doing wrong. I have to see if he was right. I mean, I was getting these sort of, you know, these New Orleans-style rice things, you know, the fancier type rice.
Yeah.
And he said that doesn't work in that type of...
No, you can't put that in a rice cooker.
No, yeah, that's what he was telling me.
Rice.
I thought I could pull that off, but I've had nothing but failure with it, so I'm going to go to the standard rice.
Standard rice?
Well, brown rice or, you know, yellow rice, you know, the basics without the spices or any of that stuff in it.
Saves you some money too, right?
Well, it's cheap, yeah. Rice is a cheap dish.
Yeah, so you can pay for your wig.
The wig was not a big cost.
Okay. Is it like a Warholian wig?
Yeah, if Warhol was an old lady.
Well,
I thought the granny wig sort of captured what his hair is sort of like in those scenes.
Yeah, I just watched that movie about him.
And I couldn't find a gray Fu Manchu, so I'm gonna have a dark Fu Manchu. It should look disturbing.
A Warhol wig and a Fu Manchu.
Not a Warhol wig, a granny wig.
What's that, like the one that sits up on the top of your head?
Like Anthony Perkins in Psycho. That's what I'm going to look like.
Okay. Oh, that'll be good in your job hunting.
I'm going to look like Anthony Perkins in Psycho with a Fu Manchu.
Welcome, Wes.
Wes is here.
Wes is here.
Seriously? The guy who's never called the best show is on here? Is he speaking up?
I think he said yes. The rest of the time, he's probably going to just put in comments. That's what.
Oh, he's not going to talk? He's going to stay mysteriously?
Possibly.
That rat, he ratted me out to Tom down in Philadelphia. I've already forgotten what he ratted me out about, but he did. He's a rat.
You leaked a movie.
What did I do?
You leaked the best show movie. Your portion.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what I did. When I did my video for the DVD, I did let some certain people see the...
me included, but I didn't rat you out. Not like Wes.
Oh, yeah. I sent a link to you?
Yeah. Back when I was on Twitter.
Mike, what was your part for that DVD?
I did the Day in Bayonne, you know.
That was fantastic. That's what I thought it was. That was so good.
I mean, you know, Rob did that. Rob Hatchmiller, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And we did it all in a day. I mean, you know, I did both of those videos that I did. You know, I did the AP Mike Day thing. I mean, that was shorter. That was quick, you know? But the other video, I mean, there was so many things that could have really gone wrong with it that, you know, I'm surprised it didn't go wrong. And the biggest problem with that first video was that, you know, for the I made the mistake of saying that I was going to be shooting a video in masses because, one of the guys I was going to have in there, I wanted him to be in there. Usually Saturdays are pretty quiet days in there,
Yeah.
I let this guy know that I wanted him to be in it, and he goes around and tells everybody to be there. So when we got there, it was almost like a full bar. And now, and there's like, there's even guys in there who I've never seen before. And there was this one guy, I think he even made it in the video. You kind of see just a quick close-up of him. And I can't even remember his name, and I haven't seen him since. I only saw him that day. And he kept coming up to me, asking me questions, And he's like kind of a nut, he's a nutty guy. And I'm trying to be polite to everybody, but I'm also, I gotta get things done, And so there was a lot of crowd management that I didn't expect to happen that day, and so it was kind of hectic. But we kind of just put our heads down and we got it done, and yeah, it came out pretty good. And I think Tom liked it so much that he's like, hey, Rob does a great job here. And then he started shooting some videos with him, That's sort of how it went.
Oh, yeah. So that's what led up to them working together, right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and the way I got hooked up with him is that, I was getting to know him through the show, And I guess we were just talking at one of the marathon shows. And, I told him what my original plan for that video. My brother has a pretty good video camera. And he's shot some videos. I didn't have the flip camera at the time. So I was going to have my brother, chase me around and shoot stuff, And he wasn't really on board. Or away. And I mentioned that to Rob, and he's like, oh, no, let me do it, So he just offered his service. Yeah, we had a great time that day.
Bryce sent a contact request, Mike.
What's that?
Bryce sent a contact request.
Bryce?
That's what it said. We don't have, there's the Bryce that calls the best show, right?
Which Bryce is that?
There he is. There he is. Hold on.
Which Bryce is that?
I don't know, but I'm going to accept it. And Heather.
Gary the Squirrel trying to join.
Where is he?
I just saw it on Twitter.
Oh my goodness. We're getting hacked, Mike. Or whatever they call it. Heather, did you make it onto the call? I'm going to try. Heather?
Gary the Squirrel is saying help on Twitter.
Leave him alone. Mike, you can handle that one. He's your nemesis.
Tell everybody I'm at my temporary job. I've been filling in for a guy, Nate Abel from FMU.
Now I have to add out his last name again.
And he's got a picture of himself with Gary the Squirrel on his cube. I gotta sit and look at that thing all day. I'm gonna put a post-it note over Gary for him when he comes back.
Jason Sims should be connected with us now.
I see his face. Hello. Did you change the name of the show, Mike?
Corey did.
Corey did? You hacked us, huh, Corey?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. All right.
I can talk with you.
That's fine. How did you grab a hold of my conversation like that?
I'm in control of everything on your computer, Fredericks.
I was afraid of that. What else can you do? Can you get Tom Sharpling on?
I'm leaving him alone.
All right. How about Bryce?
I can't help you, Fredericks. I'm sorry. It says Bryce can't be added because of his privacy setting. To ask him to change his privacy settings.
How do I do that? Do I have to send him a private message?
He needs to change it on his end.
So there's nothing I can do about it. Heather, did you make it in? Since you can see everything, Corey, did Heather make it in?
No.
Okay. Who is that, Heather?
Like, Wait, Babe Fredericks, what's going on?
Oh, man, this whole cyberspace thing. Mike probably wandered off now, laying down on his pallet on the floor.
Yeah, I'm quite comfortable.
Is it pine?
Mike, what's your setup? What's your setup like? Are you on a laptop? Or are you in a nice comfy chair? Or what are you doing?
No, I'm in my, I have what I call the computer room. But it's just a spare room with lots of books. And I was living with an alcoholic woman for a while. And you know, my books were like, you know, I've got bookshelves, but they were like stuffed to the rafters. So one day she took it upon herself to create a sort of impromptu bookcase using folding doors. I had these folding doors that I wasn't using. And she got very industrious, and she created this thing. It almost goes to the ceiling. But, you know, it's not engineering, it's not safe, you know. It's kind of tilting. And the whole thing, I fear, is going to come falling down one day. And I'm laying right underneath it, actually. If it came down on me, I'd probably be crushed. But, yeah, there's just a lot of books in here, and I've got some CDs. They're all over the place. I'm not what you call an e-freak.
What about smell? Do you like to keep your room smelling nice?
Yeah, I've never been told that I smell or that my place smells. So yeah, I take out the garbage. I flush the toilet. Yeah, I do those things.
And man, I admire that.
What about your laundry?
Yeah, I clean my laundry. Yes, I do that. I have a basket, a common thing, right?
I use one of those giant blue IKEA bags. I think a lot of people use those.
I've been to IKEA one time in my life, and I thought it was like the junkiest place I've ever been to. I actually went there. I went there just to buy a bookshelf, you know?
Yeah.
I figured, you know, I was looking for a very large bookshelf. And,
there we go. There we go.
How'd he get in here?
Corey, you know everything.
A gentleman named Rob Wesley.
Oh, thank you, Corey. You do know everything. Good job.
You're welcome, buddy.
I don't see that he's online yet. This is a different Tom Sharpling. It's not the other Tom Sharpling.
I'm losing my mind. Losing my mind. That's what's clear.